Hello, everybody. It's your boy, Vern Lee, here with Team Apex for the win. I'm out here chilling, enjoying the weather, relaxing. So if you hear any ambient noise or any car sirens or birds and the bees or whatever outside noise you might hear, hey, enjoy it with me. So what am I talking about today? Well, it's going to be a little bit of a ramble. I don't have any scripts. But Bert, one of our prominent community members, does a nice little podcast called The New York Minute. You guys should check it out. He just released a pod. One of the things he does is a hot takes kind of thing where he invites members of the community to sort of anonymously deliver some hot, juicy takes for him to comment on and discuss in his pod. Now, in the past, I haven't really partaken in this little very interesting thing, but I submitted two hot takes this time around. And anybody that knows me can probably pick out which two they were, but I'm just going to go ahead and say what they are. So the first one was the hot take that Dark Phoenix is possibly a necessary evil at this point in the game. And the second hot take is that groupthink keeps players from finding solutions. Now, originally, I wasn't going to comment on anything that was said or even bring this up. I was just going to do a discussion on these topics in the future. But you know what? I woke up feeling good today. I figured, why not just talk about it? So the Dark Phoenix discussion has been going on since Legacy came out. And that glorious 9 drop that pretty much comes out and says, what you were trying to do, you can't do anymore. And can cause so many bored lockdown situations just because it can turn off whatever it wants to, on top of having a 15 butt with flight that can just keep people from getting through to whoever they need to get to end the game. It's been an issue in this community since it first dropped. And since that time, I don't want to speak for the team specifically. I'll speak for myself. I've always said, just work around it. Just figure out a way around it. And I think sometimes people have taken that as me taking the car lightly. So I want to be clear. I don't take Dark Phoenix lightly at all. I just know, just as the rest of the community, I'm assuming, also knows, is that there are so many ways to get around Dark Phoenix. We shouldn't be talking as if it is something that is an insurmountable issue. And I get it. Nobody wants to hear the whole find the solutions discussion again. I'm not going there. But what I don't understand is why, with so many different releases over the years and so many different broken things that you can do that can either win the game before Dark Phoenix or just run through Dark Phoenix or go around Dark Phoenix or keep Dark Phoenix forever hitting the field, I can keep going on and on and on. I don't understand why this card is looked at as the giant boogeyman when in actuality it has come to the point where there are so many broken things that you kind of need Dark Phoenix around just to stop even more degenerate situations. We got cards, card combinations that can win the game as early as turn 2 or 3, where Dark Phoenix won't even get a chance to see the board. We have alt wins that can regularly go off by turn 4 or 5, where Dark Phoenix most likely, even with Ultra Ramp, won't have a chance to see the field. And yet we're still talking about Dark Phoenix like it is such a huge issue to overcome. To get around Dark Phoenix, you can simply play something that's broken that goes off earlier. So it just boggles the mind. But I'm not going to spend any more time talking about this subject. That's my last statement on this topic, hopefully for the foreseeable future. Let's get into this groupthink discussion. I'm trying to figure out a way to talk about this topic without it being something that is antagonistic or has it coming off across as a way where it sounds as if I think I'm better than anyone else, because I really don't. As if I think Team Apex is better than any other team, or that we test better than any other team, or anything of that nature. In actuality, Team Apex looks at themselves as a bunch of guys that, for the most part, weren't even competitive worthy players, that just figured out a way to do things that would help us to be able to compete with players that are better than us. Now, did we improve by adopting this process? Yes. Are we better overall players now because of what we've done? Oh, absolutely. Do we figure that we are now worthy of sitting with some of the best players? Yes. But it's the process that helped us to do that. And that process has always been about finding solutions that are not always obvious, or by looking for ways to counter what everybody else is doing. We've always preached that from the inception of the team as the entity that it is now. Going all the way back to when the Trinity was popular. I remember the first thing we talked about was X23 and how it would be a good counter to what was being played at the time. So without going throughout the history, what we've done throughout our entire time in existence has been play mains that not everybody looks at as being some outstanding main character. Or should I say, for the most part, because we play tier one main characters as well. We're not going to sit up here and act like we don't. But we've taken mains that aren't on the map and sort of either put them on the map by having some success with them, or we've just managed to, for whatever that format was, or for whatever that situation was, or whatever the meta was at the time, found a way to counter it. And going into what Bert said in his pod, he kind of pointed this hot take that I gave as sort of a call out. I guess a call out to the competitive community to say, hey, what you guys are putting out there as the best thing, you're kind of formulating the thought process of the whole community, where everybody is looking at this as being the best thing. Is that accurate? To a degree, I would say. Because even ask the question, how do we know that that's what's happening? That everybody is looking at what is being said in public and just going along with that. That nobody is testing or trying to find their own solutions to situations, or trying to look for their own little counterplays. And I want to be the first to say that that's not what I'm saying. We're not saying that that people don't test. I know people test. I know that people go hard trying to figure out different things. But I also like to say that as a person that has been in contact with a lot of players in the community, I talk to a lot of players in the community. I talk to Bert. I talk to Mr. Ben. I talk to a lot of members of the Buckeye team on a regular basis. I talk to a lot of the newer players on a regular basis. I compete in most of the little side events that happen online. We often talk after those games. I talk to Mitch. I talk to all of these guys. I know what people are thinking because they talk about it. We see what's put in the community, in the Versus Community Facebook page. We see what's discussed in the discords. So we can say what we say about groupthink with a strong amount of confidence, because over the years we've been able to predict the meta based on what people are putting out there in public. For the most part, our community is free with information. You guys talk about what you like. You guys talk about what you think is strong. I'm not saying that you give out all your secret information and secret sauce, but for the most part, everybody pretty much knows what everybody is thinking when we go and sit down at those tournament tables. And that's how we're able to formulate counters for it. So, there is a little bit of groupthink happening. Yes, there's some little nuances in between what everybody thinks. But if you put it that way, it is sort of a call out. Maybe everybody should keep certain things to themselves. Or maybe if you want to be free with information, perhaps you could look at mains that aren't so quickly thought about. I'm really interested in seeing what competitive members of the community think about that whole thought process and how it might affect how they might approach tournaments in the future. Another thing I want to talk about when it comes to this situation is the fact that, or should I say, Burt's conclusion that having these groupthink situations is what allows middling, which is the word he used, middling MCs like Buffy to have game. And what I want to say is I don't quite agree with that. That's not what I think. What I think is certain mains have more game in certain situations if you predict the meta properly, which we've been able to do repeatedly over the years. Now, full disclosure, I thought Bam was crazy for playing Buffy. I didn't think Buffy would do well at this tourney at all. But the thing about my teammate Bam is this isn't the first time that he's been able to play an outlier and get quite a great finish with that outlier. And he's actually done it with Buffy both times. He did it with Buffy at C2E2, got to a top two finish. And now he did it at Incursion, which I thought was even more insane. And he got a top four finish. Thing about this game is, if you put the time into working with the main character, for some odd reason, if you have passion for that character and you understand that character better than most, you can have better results with that character in certain scenarios. I'll even say this, like, for example, another one of my teammates plays Abomination. I don't know if I've ever talked about this in a pod before. I've tried playing Abomination. That card is terrible to me. I've even tried playing Abomination with Doss's Abomination deck, and I cannot figure out how he's ever able to win a game with that deck. But he consistently wins, or he used to consistently win with that main, even against better, quote-unquote, MCs. So, there is something to taking a character, working with that character, and understanding it better than others, and making that character work. And I'm not saying that this is what Team Apex does as a whole. In actuality, what I think we do is we take mains that are actually good, that maybe some have not put as much time into, and we just simply maximize them and play them at the right time. That's how we've been able to have consistent top finishes over the last 5 years. So that addresses that, where I'll simply say the proof is in the pudding. We consistently are able to do this with characters that aren't on the radar or characters that are looked down upon. We got in checks with characters like Royce and Viv Vision and Buffy. And we do it consistently. So are you going to call those main characters middling? I guess you could. Or they could just be characters that are slightly underrated or underrated completely and played at the right time with somebody that actually took the time to put the work in to see what they can do. Also, one last thing to address. It was said that Buffy shouldn't have had any game during Incursion. What I want to say about the whole Incursion format is there are so many different ways you could go to be competitive in that format that the statement that things had to go your way really applies to every main. Now, it's true. Buffy had some fortunate matchups. Buffy had some fortunate occurrences in games. But the decks that were at that event were so good that it takes more than just good fortune in order for Buffy to top four. There were multiple Lokis that day that didn't top four. There were multiple tier one MCs that didn't reach the top four. And yes, Loki did eventually win that event. But you could talk to the winner of that event, Mitch himself, and he'll tell you that even in that last game, something fortunate had to happen for him to win. So that statement really applies to anybody that has success at an event. You can dominate in an event and you can still look through different periods of time throughout your day where you had to have the right matchup or you had to have the right cards at the right time in order to succeed. And despite that being the case, it doesn't take away from what you did, the work you put in with your deck or with your main character, or the work anybody else put in with their main characters. So I just want to put out there that, hey, I appreciate the hard work that everyone puts in, whatever mindset they have when they're creating the deck. If you're a person that says, hey, I think Loki is the best deck, I'm playing Loki, and I don't care about what anybody else is playing, I don't think they can beat me because this is the best character. Okay, more power to you. And if you win that event, great. But what I would say is, if you're that type of person that feels that way, then how does it feel for you to take that main character to an event and completely crap out and look at other people that took other decks and said, hey, I can counter those mains with these main characters that don't like that are not looked at as great. But now we're getting checks and you aren't. And for those who feel like, hey, I just want to play something I love, and even if I don't win, if I have a very good day, whether I top or not, I'm just happy I was able to be competitive with a main that I appreciate. I have nothing wrong. I have no problem with a person that plays with that type of mindset even. So, Versus is really about what type of mindset, what type of player are you? And what are you going to enjoy at an event? I can fully say that there have been events where I didn't care if I won or not. For whatever reason in my life at that point, I just wanted to play something I wanted to enjoy. There's been events where I said, you know, I could play Outriders right now, but I don't even want to play Outriders because I don't enjoy playing Outriders. I'll play something else. If I win, so be it. If I don't, so be it. The Oklahoma event last year, I knew Outriders was pretty much the best deck. I refused to play it, even though I have a pretty good list with Outriders. I just didn't want to play Outriders. I played Mr. Black, and I knew my chances against Outriders was at best 40-60. But I didn't care, because I didn't want to play Outriders. And I enjoyed Oklahoma. And honestly, the fact that I was able to get in the top eight with somebody that wasn't better than Outriders brought more joy to me than anything. So, as we move forward, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that everybody will look within themselves and decide what type of player they want to be. If you've been playing these groupthink MCs, or should I say consensus best MCs, and you haven't been having success with it, and you aren't enjoying yourselves as much as you think you should be, then come up with a main that you really like, that you think can be competitive, and find solutions instead. Ultimately, as we've always said since Team Apex was formulated, make the meta what you want it to be. Throw yourself into the situation and formulate your own playing situation so that you can enjoy your experience the way you want to. You may win, you may not win, but did you have fun? And if you're a person that can only have fun by playing the best mains and getting a check out of it, by all means, do that. But it's really more than that when it comes to this game. And I think the fact that most of the time when you're playing this game is not for money, that should kind of drive hard that point home. Most of the time when we're playing, it's not even a competitive situation. We're just playing to enjoy it. So in a competitive situation, you can kind of take that with you as you plot and plan on what you're going to do. Does this mean you're not trying to win? No. I tell you, I'm going hard every time. If I play a deck, it's because I think I can win. But at the end of the day, it's really about more than that. So, all right, I've rambled on enough. That's my take on Burt's takes. Is it kind of a call out, a shout out? Yeah. We've had some success. I've had some success. I top eight in most events I play in. So, at the very least, I can say what I'm saying has some merit because I've proven it and my team has proven it for 5 straight years now. But at the same time, if you don't want to go that route, hey, do you. I just hope that I'm opening the minds of people that listen and want to have an enjoyable experience in playing the game. Like always, we're open to any commentary on anything that's being said. Also, just know that this isn't Team Apex speaking, it's Vern Lee speaking. I'm in the Discord, I'm in the Versus Collective. You want to holler at me, you know where I'm at. We appreciate you guys for listening, like always, and I'm out of here.